Lauderdale FM, Woodbridge, WMAL, Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News.
Deadliest bombing, turning the tide. I'm Elliot Francis. At least 276 people are now confirmed killed in Saturday's double car bombing in Mogadishu. That makes it the deadliest incident in Somalia's modern history. Correspondent Farai Savenso reports.
It bears all the hallmarks of the terror organization Al-Shabaab. They haven't claimed responsibility, I must stress that. But every indication are that this was a truck that was loaded with explosives, including cooking gas. And that's why you saw such a conflagration, such an incendiary effect on bodies badly burned, an entire hotel, the Safari Hotel, collapsed.
Fire officials say they've turned the corner on that deadly wildfire burning in Northern California. Jim Rupa's there.
The fires in Sonoma and Napa counties have scorched more than 200,000 acres, destroyed nearly 6,000 structures, and killed more than three dozen people. Over the weekend, Governor Jerry Brown called it
one of the greatest, if not the greatest, tragedy that California's ever faced.
The good news is temperatures have cooled, humidity levels are up, and more importantly, the winds are down, allowing now crews to go on the offense. The fire, which is actually several fires, is roughly 100 miles wide and anywhere from 15 to 60% contained, depending upon which flank. More than 70,000 people remain evacuated. I'm Jim Rue.
Days after the hurricane, thousands in Puerto Rico still can't find clean water. That's forced some residents to drink groundwater found under hazardous waste sites. Correspondent Ed Lavandera says the federal government's getting involved.
EPA officials say they're really more concerned about long-term exposure to this water, that it would require residents to be drinking this water for longer periods of time, months if not years, for them to see the effects of that, of those toxic chemicals in that water. But nonetheless, it is still very much a dangerous situation.
At least seven people are hospitalized after an explosion overnight on Lake Pontchartrain near the New Orleans suburb of Kenner. Spokesperson says one person's unaccounted for. Five of those injured seriously hurt. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Well, it wasn't pretty. The Redskins beat the 49ers after blowing a 17-0 lead. Coach Jay Gruden.
Maria put the pads on. It's going to be a competitive day. And our guys responded, competed. They let them back in the game, unfortunately. But, you know, they got good players, too. But we responded and got the victory. That's all that matters.
Next up, the Skins are in Philadelphia next Monday night to take on the Eagles. Time's running out for Virginia residents to register to vote in next month's election.
If you're planning to vote for the Commonwealth's new governor and the other race is on the ballot November 7th. You've got until 11:59 tonight to register.
Today's deadline is really important. It's the last opportunity that Virginia voters have either to register to vote for the first time or to update their registration information.
Virginia Commissioner of Elections Edgardo Cortez says you can register online as long as you have a valid Virginia driver's license. You can also register in person at your local voter registration office until 5 tonight and by mail as long as it's postmarked with today's date. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
They ultimately want a new stadium, but for now, the minor league Potomac Nationals are asking to renew the lease on the current one.
Tomorrow, the owner of the Potomac Nationals will ask the Prince William County Board of Supervisors to extend the team's lease of the Fitzner Stadium for 2 years so that it would expire in 2020 instead of 2018. But if that's approved, it's unclear if minor league baseball will even let the team continue to play at Fitzner. In June, minor league president Pat O'Connor told the board his league is negotiating a new agreement with the major league in the next 2 to 3 years.
And I can assure you any amendments to the facility standards will not be friendly to Fitzner's future.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,872, the NASDAQ at 6,606. Sports, the Redskins win, so do the Giants. The Ravens lose. Baseball playoffs, the Dodgers grab a 2-0 series lead in the NLCS with a win over the Cubs. ALCS Game 3 is tonight in New York. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Say, are you a single person on the dating scene? Well, join the club, man. Plenty of people out there are single and loving it. But what if you don't wish to remain single? Don't worry. Love will surely find you. It might happen at, oh, let's just say, a baseball game. There you are in the stands, having a beer and a frankfurter and rooting for your home team. Suddenly, a gorgeous person of the opposite sex approaches you and asks if you're in her seat. You compare tickets, and somehow you've both been issued the same one. Management feels terrible and immediately moves you together to a private box. There you fall madly in love, and your team wins the World Series, and you catch the winning home run on your wedding day. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your It's Just Lunch matchmaker will personally set you up on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
505 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We have some early troubles here. A couple accidents, wet pavement to watch for too. Let's begin 270 coming southbound in delays from Urbana to 109, and it is jammed solid. Crash cleanup was continuing along the right side, so you still see a lot going on here again, southbound in the Hyattstown area. On the Beltway, outer loop near 202, crash looks like that was confined to the shoulder, a little distraction. Northbound on Route 5, Branch Avenue, before you get up to 301. That's where crews were responding to an incident. We're okay crossing the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, each direction at the American Legion Bridge up at speed. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll continue to run the wet weather across the area on this Monday. The rain will be ending this morning. We might get some sun this afternoon. The change will be temperatures. What you see this morning will be higher than this afternoon's temperatures, which will be about 63 on a northwest breeze. Clear tonight, a north breeze, colder 45, suburbs 30s. Sunny tomorrow, 63. Sunny Wednesday, low 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Alexandria, 60 in Germantown, 63 in Washington. After a week of effort, California firefighters say they have finally turned the corner on the wildfire. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Well, good Monday morning to you. 507 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, the great Joe DeGenova joins us to break down all the legal goings-on around the world and with the Trump administration. At 7:35 this morning, Newt Gingrich, the former Speaker of the House, will join us here. 7:45, Trevor Maddich, WMAL's Redskins analyst, going to break down that victory yesterday, a narrow one. And then at 8:05, Jonathan Schanzer joins us from the Foundation for Defense of Democracies about Iran. That's all ahead on Mornings on the Mall. Vince Colonna is alongside Mary Walter.
Good morning to you, Vince.
Good morning.
And first thing this morning, we have to say good morning to Kevin, who we met last night at the
Kevin.
Free Speech Forum. And Kevin told us that he knows, because he's already on his commute before we come on, and he knows from where he is in his commute that it's that we're on and it's time to turn the radio on.
By the way, I should
switch over to WMAL.
In addition to Kevin, we should thank every person who came out for that free speech forum last
Absolutely.
Night at the Birchmere. Just a couple of 100 of our closest friends all just showing up and hanging out with us. I had such a great time. And the cool thing about that in particular was this was sort of my first outing to kind of meet the WMAL family en masse. And I just had such a great experience with it. So I really want to thank everybody for making it such a good, welcoming experience. It was really neat.
It really, really was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And thank you to everyone who
came
out.
It was funny watching Chris Plant literally throwing paper towels into the crowd. They were soft and plush, as promised. Mike McKay says to me, was he really?
Yeah, he walked
out there with a huge bag of paper towels and started football throwing them into the crowd. A la Donald Trump in Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico.
And it was a lot of, if you missed it, you missed a good time because Joe DeGenova was on fire last night. And Dr. Gorka had such, he had some great answers too. A couple of very interesting comments.
Well, Joe, to his credit, used that forum the way that the radio can't be used. He used some naughty language at times as he got very excited about everything that's going on in the world. But this morning, hopefully, we don't have to ride that dump button. I think Joe DeGenova is going to be just as energized.
He's going to be exhausted as the rest of us.
When we get him at 7:05. God blessed him. He allowed him to sleep in a little longer than us this morning.
Yeah, so thank you to everybody. It was so nice. And the people who waited to come up and meet us and say hello to us, really nice. So, Kevin, good morning. We're flattered that you have the same routine every morning. And we're part of that routine, so we're flattered. Thank you so much. All right. Let's move on to Harvey Weinstein, right? Because Harvey. Instead of Marsha, it's Harvey. Woody Allen did an interview with BBC Arabic. Who knew? And here's what he said. He said, the whole Harvey Weinstein thing is sad for everybody involved. Tragic for the poor women that were involved. Sad for Harvey that his life is so messed up. There are no winners in that. It's just very, very sad and tragic for those poor women that they had to go through that. And then he went on to say, you also, though, he said he hopes the victims can find some kind of amelioration now that the allegations have come to light. Because, and this is a quote, you also don't want it to lead to a witch hunt atmosphere, a Salem atmosphere, where every guy in an office who winks at a woman is suddenly having to call a lawyer to defend himself. That's not right either. Now, he's kind of being dragged through the mud a little bit in this piece, which Harvey Weinstein's not going to get a fair shake. I mean, he married his wife's daughter, his stepdaughter. That was a weird... Is he still married to Sun Yi Previn? They have, like, kids and stuff, right? I think they're still married, which is weird that it's one Hollywood marriage that actually lasted, that one, because who saw that coming? Right? But I think in his defense, for as awkward as Woody Allen is, and they're saying he defended Harvey Weinstein, I think he has a point here. I think that, guys... Right? You fear more and more, I think, saying the wrong thing to a woman and making sure you do the right thing and you don't, you know, touch her inappropriately even by accident or you say it with the right tone of voice. I think for a lot of guys there's a feeling of almost having to tiptoe through a minefield with at work or in certain situations, depending what, not every day, but I think there are certain situations that come up, you're like, oh God. And so it's like tiptoeing through a minefield. And this whole Harvey Weinstein thing, I get what Woody Allen is saying here, that we've got to be super careful that this doesn't get out of control, because there are people who will take advantage of this or really believe that, oh my gosh, he sexually harassed me. So I see that with some of the guys I know who have said, I know Vince, you've said it a couple times, and I know other men who have said, you know, I don't even do this, or I would have done this, but I don't do that anymore. Or I would compliment a woman. I think if she looks really nice at work, I would tell her, you look so nice today. I don't even say that anymore. They're afraid to compliment women at work. They're afraid to, you know, do anything like other than, hey, bud, how you doing? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Do you see what, do you feel that way? Do you feel that way? Do you see, maybe your husband feels that way, your son feels that way. And guys, do you feel that it could snowball and you're really afraid? So you just back off and you just don't say anything at this point. You're super careful about everything you say and do.
Well, let me. I just want to say one quick thing about Woody Allen here. His own daughter, Dylan Farrow, has accused him of sexually abusing her. So he has his own allegations here to deal with. So I'll mention that. Now let me put on the other side to your question about how do men deal with all of this. And the answer to that question is, nowadays it seems like it's more and more difficult. Think back a couple years ago, members of Congress had started. There was a news story that members of Congress are no longer capable of meeting with their female staff members in person because they needed, as on a one-on-one environment, they needed somebody else there to meet with them. And there were all these stories that it was so unfair to women, that women couldn't be treated the same as men. There was something unfair about that. And the truth was that these members of Congress were trying to avoid scandal. They were trying to avoid being put into a situation where they can make mistakes or where they could be construed of being made mistakes or being accused of something. The other is for men in general dealing with walking this line. I do think that we're due for an overcorrection here because of Harvey Weinstein and this story. That we're going to have a failure in our society to sort of distinguish the dogs from the wolves, right? Where you have men who just, like, you know, occasionally can be boorish, but are they sexually harassing? No. But will they get lumped in with them? Definitely. That'll happen. And I think more and more men are on guard. It's probably a good instinct to check your behaviors in general, but, you know, you don't want to get into a situation where we're accusing everybody of sexual harassment, just because, say, a single man asked his single colleague out on a date. Does that qualify? Is that totally against the rules? Is that something that you shouldn't do? I think there are guys out there that are fearful that that's the case these days.
Here's the thing, too, and I think the women can understand this. At least I see it. I was working in corporate America, and one of my coworkers, Joe, I'll never forget Joe, Joe was just a creepy guy. And there were other guys who could tell me who could tell me and say, "Wow, you look so pretty today. It's a really nice dress," or "Well, that outfit looks really nice," whatever. Or "Hey, having a good hair day." And I was like, "Oh, thanks." The way Joe said it, though,
yeah,
was creepy.
Like lingering.
Joe could say the exact same thing, and you just felt creepy. And I don't know if Joe was a creepy guy. I have no idea. But he was just that guy that, after having a conversation with him, I'd be like, it's like, God, I need a shower.
Mary, I like the way your hair smells, Mary. What was that, Joe?
No, he was a nice guy.
Is that herbal essences?
But there are but there are some guys who can say anything because the way they say
it's true.
You know they don't mean it. They don't mean anything by it. They're just being nice. They're just messing around with you, just joking around.
We got to jump into traffic here, but I've had two guys in my office before. Same exact jokes. Could say the same exact thing. One of them was seen as creepy. The other one was seen as totally, like, hilarious. Like,
yep.
So it is true. Part of it's about delivery. 5:15 now. Let's deliver some traffic to you. Let's go to WML Traffic and Weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning. All right, here we go. And the good news, and you're thinking, good news this early on? Yep, is that 270. The crash is cleared to the shoulder, but we do have early sizable backups here. So if you're coming out of Frederick, be ready. Through Urbana and 109 just jammed, had a car that was overturned, had a lot of activity, and for a little while, everyone was stopped. But I'm glad to start off this 5 o'clock hour here with lanes open, albeit slow, and 355 has a lot of the bailout traffic, too. So just be ready for that. Beltway, you look good. Maryland and Virginia, don't have any troubles there. And the earlier minor crash, outer loop near 202 to the shoulder. Route 5 commuters, if you're pushing northbound right before you get to the exit for 301, that's where we have a crash under police direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today we have rain ending this morning, so that rain will go away. And then breaks of sun in the afternoon, cooler, a high of 63 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, a low near 45. And then tomorrow, it'll be sunny, a high near 63. Right now, though, it is 63. 5:17 on WMAL.
Hi, my name is John Maxwell, Chairman and CEO of John Marshall Bank. We're a local community bank. While technology allows us to be everywhere you need to be, our focus is on you. Visit one of our branches or go to johnmarshallbank.com.
So Woody Allen came out to talk about the Harvey Weinstein affair. I was talking to BBC Arabic, and he said something here, and he's getting it seems to be like the lightning rod of what he had to say, where he said, you don't want it to lead to a witch hunt atmosphere, a Salem atmosphere, where every guy in an office who winks at a woman is suddenly having to call a lawyer to defend himself. That's not right either. Now, Woody Allen has a bit of a checkered past, obviously, when it comes to dating and his treatment of women. When you marry your wife's daughter, well, I guess your stepdaughter, that was a big scandal. But I get what he's saying. I fear a witch hunt atmosphere from this. You know, you see it, you can see where someone makes some kind of a claim and then everyone else becomes emboldened. And I think everything becomes offensive. We see that in colleges now. Everything's offensive. Everything requires a safe space. Everything is hurtful now. I would hope that that's not where this goes, but I fear for guys. I think guys have a legitimate concern when it comes to how they deal with women at work.
It is kind of amazing that, you know, you think about like college campuses and how many students arrive for the first time as freshmen and they meet with like their RAs, their resident advisors, and they get the speech, especially the men. They get the speech, hey, if she's had a drink, you cannot sleep with her. It can be rape. But what if she says, what if she consents? No. Rape. So, I mean, like, the idea is it's being drilled into young men very early that the legal system is stacked against you here. That the world, when it comes to relationships, is going to be unfair to your claim. It's going to be unfair to your position here. And you should know that. Despite whatever you think you're getting into, despite whatever assurances you think you've got, whatever... however appropriate you think your behavior is, understand the world is not going to give you that treatment. They're not going to treat you with the fairness that you're treating yourself. And even if you think you're doing all of the right things, there's a huge chance somebody's going to come at you and say, no, that's not right. And in fact, there could be legal consequences for your behavior. So I do think that there is something of a minefield here. Now, am I saying that there shouldn't be entirely? No, I think men should have some caution here. I think be cognizant of what women want. Certainly, read their signals. Like, or, and if you can't read a woman's signals, talk to another guy who can and let's and who can give you a sense of what kind of feedback you're getting. Because eventually, because I think a lot of women are not eager to directly confront somebody who they feel like is sexually harassing them for real. They're kind of like, it's, they find, I think a lot of the girls find it like, it's not, it's just a matter of whether it's a matter of safety, it's a matter of not wanting to directly confront somebody, not want to make them feel bad about it. This is the type of thing, if you're like actively sexually harassing somebody and don't realize it, it could drag on for a while before it explodes in your face. So, you know, be sure to read the signals and I would say, you know, tread carefully, certainly.
Yeah, 888-630-9625. And to your point, Vince, about the you know, guy who wants to ask a coworker out, I think there's some paralyzing fear at some point. There's this decision like, oh, gosh, well, I know we work together. Is she going to think I'm sexually harassing her? If she, what if the date goes bad? The date goes badly.
Yeah.
You got to be really careful. But I know so many people who met at work and wound up getting married. Because when you're in your 20s, when you're first starting out, well, all through your life, you spend the majority of your day at work. You spend at least 8 hours of your day
right. With
those people, which is more time than you spend with your spouse when you get home Monday through Friday, right? So you're spending more time with these people. So if you're single and you're working in a large corporation, big business, it makes sense that you would probably date a couple of different people that you work with. If you're working at a large, big corporation,
I have a friend who does this all the time. No matter where he works, he ends up dating like one or two of the girls from the office.
Right.
He's like the laziest dater I've ever met. He doesn't go anywhere. He just goes to work, and whatever females have been assigned to that office, then eventually he dates.
Wait, that's less lazy, I have to tell you, than sitting there on your computer and swiping left or swiping right.
Yeah,
all
because
right?
Somebody
At least
else
put
did the,
some effort.
Somebody
into
else
it.
Did the work for him. He doesn't even have to swipe. So, just people just show up. They're at work.
All right, 888-630-9625, 522 on WMAL.
Need garage door repair? Visit garagedoorrepair.com. Hi, Chris Plant here, and you've probably heard me say that a lot, and here's why. For over 40 years, Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. has been the gold standard for service and repair. Their professional experts truly care about giving you the best experience possible. Hey, nobody wants their garage door to break down, but if it does, you'll be glad you called the experts. So one more time, remember, when you need garage door repair, visit garagedoorrepair.com.
This is Mary Walter. If you're interested in sedation dentistry because of dental fear or just need a great caring dentist, do what I did. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this store of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
And maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
All
also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Attention diabetics. Now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home at little or no cost to you. Plus free delivery and a free meter. Call the 24-7 Diabetic Health Hotline right now. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181.
525. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, give yourselves plenty of time this morning. It's the rain, drizzle, wet pavement. We always need to factor that in to the commute. 270 southbound as you head past the Monocacy, pretty much off and on the brakes down through Urbana and then continuing down to 109 where we had the earlier crash, which is now cleared. Happy to let you know that. Through Urbana on 355 and down to Hyattstown, that picked up a lot of bailout traffic. Now, why don't you get beyond all that and say if you're joining on from Clarksburg, you're wide open, down through to the Beltway. Getting down to the Beltway on 95, 29, BW Parkway, off to a good start. Virginia 95 with our normal delays forming. And then a little bit, well, it's a little slower, really, in some spots just because of the rain through Stafford and Aquia and again in Dale City. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Scattered areas of wet weather around this morning. Cold fronts on the move. Rain showers this morning. Pockets of moderate rain at times. A little breezy, and temperatures later today will be in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 63 degrees, 526 on WMAL.
All right, let's get to some of these calls. Bob in Kingstown, good morning, Bob. You are on Mornings on the Mall. So what do you good think about what we're saying here? Go ahead.
Go for it.
Well, good morning, Mary. Good morning, Vince.
Good morning.
I love the radio show, and I appreciate this. Mary, my only disagreement with you is the safe spaces on college campuses for everyone. I disagree. The safe spaces are for liberals, but for conservatives, it's a hostile environment.
Well, that's true. I mean, in that sense, you're right. But the people who are crying for the safe spaces think that they absolutely are safe because they keep them from
But
they're saying that it keeps them from their assaulters, from the people who are verbally assaulting them.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I fear, yeah. Bob. Very quickly, as a guy, do you fear that you feel like you're always walking around on eggshells around some women?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I have to walk around at work. It doesn't matter. I don't get to wear my I Support Trump shirt. As a matter of fact, my car was vandalized because I'm convinced I had a Trump Pence bumper sticker on it.
Yeah, that's why mine's on a... Thank you very much, Bob. That's why mine's on a magnet, and I could take it off in certain places.
Really?
I do, absolutely.
Or you just put it on while you're driving and then take it off when you get there?
Well, it depends on where I'm going.
Yeah.
Absolutely. No way am I putting a bumper sticker on my car. No.
528 on WMAL.
The huge credit bureau breach may have dropped off your newsfeed, but your information may not have dropped off the dark web. Once your personal information is out there, thieves can use it to steal your identity for months, even years after a breach. Fortunately, it's not too late to get protection with LifeLock. Sign up today and we'll begin using proprietary technology to monitor your personal information for threats, including new accounts in your name, money being stolen from your 401k, or your information being sold on the dark web. And if there's a problem, one of our U.S.-based identity restoration agents will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but with LifeLock, you'll know your identity is on our radar, even if the last breach is long forgotten. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK today to get 10% off when you use promo code NEWS. That's promo code NEWS. LifeLock. More detection, more protection.
In a noisy world, Northern Virginia's own NOVEC is listening to its customers who want reliable, affordable electricity, renewable energy options, and ways to save energy and money. NOVEC delivers the most reliable power in the region, and customers are paying less for electricity than they did 8 years ago. NOVEC is listening and responding. That's because this not-for-profit cooperative is owned by the people it serves. NOVEC. Listening. Responding.
Are you prepared for 20 to 30 years without a paycheck? Listen to the Savvy Investor Radio. Sundays at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. with Mike Kinnett of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group. As a financial planner with a master's in taxation and an estate planning attorney, Mike translates today's complex retirement issues into easy-to-understand steps.
Our goal every week is to discuss strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible.
The Savvy Investor Radio and SavvyInvestorTV.com. Sundays at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. here on WMAL.
Okay, Washington, D.C., how do you manage your inbox? It's the question that bothers everybody. Do you want to get to inbox zero? Do you have 100,000 emails in there? Figure out how to sort it all out as we consult you when we return. 5:30, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The Redskins eked out a 26-24 win over the still winless San Francisco 49ers at FedEx Field. This after blowing a 17-0 lead. Quarterback Kirk Cousins.
I was proud of the way our offense played today. It wasn't perfect. There were a couple mistakes, but all in all, did a lot of good things.
Next Monday night, the Skins take on the Eagles in Philadelphia. A number of injuries have been reported after an oil rig explosion in Louisiana overnight.
The blast occurred around 7:19 Sunday night, according to Kenner Mayor Ben Zahn.
Large sonic boom came into these residents in these neighborhoods. We immediately sent out the Kenner Fire Department.
The Kenner government posted a statement saying cleaning chemicals used on the rig may have caused the fire to ignite, but Sheriff Joe Lopinto wouldn't confirm that.
Obviously, the victims of this fire are in the hospital right now. We can leave those interviews until another day.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
California firefighters are finally starting to get the upper hand on the massive and deadly wildfires.
Thanks to cooler temperatures, higher humidity levels, and decreased winds, crews are making progress on fires burning in Sonoma and Napa counties. Nearly 6,000 structures have been destroyed, along with more than 200,000 acres, and at least 40 people have died. As crews start getting back into devastated neighborhoods to assess the damage, the death toll is expected to rise as dozens remain unaccounted for.
Correspondent Jim Roop. Scheduled maintenance on Metro's blue and yellow lines over the weekend led to huge delays for travelers trying to get out of Reagan National Airport. The Metro station at the airport was closed for that maintenance work. Buses were shuttling passengers from to other Metro stations, but many travelers stood in line for half an hour or more for a cab or an Uber ride. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 22,872, the Nasdaq at 6,606. Sports sponsored by George Washington University Hospital, a win for the Redskins. The Giants win the late game. The Ravens lose to Chicago. Baseball, the Dodgers beat the Cubs in NLCS Game 2. ALCS Game 3 is tonight as the Yankees host the Astros. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The George Washington University Hospital and the GW Cancer Center, developing new methods for cancer treatment and care. To find a doctor, call 1-888-4-GW-DOCS or visit gwhospital.com.
This is Mary Walter for Ackerman Security. I know it's my responsibility and no one else's to make my home a safe place. It's my job to check that my doors and my windows are all locked before I leave the house or I go to bed. I know it's my job to leave the porch lights on in the evening. When it comes to making my home safe, the buck stops here with me. And like you, I look for the right help for the right job. So who do I trust and recommend for you to keep your home safe? Ackerman Security Systems. Ackerman Security has been known as the sign of real security for half a century. The police know it, criminals know it, and I know it. Ackerman is the only home security expert in America to actually guarantee against burglary with their no theft guarantee. That's putting your money where your mouth is. So join the 1 million Americans that trust Ackerman Security to help make their homes safe. Learn why Ackerman is the nation's safest at notheftguarantee.com. That's notheftguarantee.com. Ackerman Security Systems, the sign of real security.
So have you ever heard of a business that considers you a client for life, even after you no longer need to pay for their services? Well, with EMP 180 Weight Loss, that's exactly what you can expect. Larry O'Connor here, and once you hit your ideal body comp numbers, your empowered weight, you can go back for free forever. One of the hardest parts of weight loss is keeping the weight off for life. There are tons of companies to help you lose weight, but they don't give you the tools to stay on track once you complete their plan. With EMP 180 Weight Loss, you can continue to get your body comp measured, to ask questions, and to feel supported because they'll never abandon you. Now that I've lost the weight, I now look to the team at EMP 180 Weight Loss to get nutritional advice when I'm training for a race. I can pick up the phone or pop in. Their advice and support has been invaluable. They are the standard of weight loss in the D.C. area. They've got locations in Tyson's Corner and now Rockville. EMP180weightloss.com, EMP180weightloss.com, or call 855-888-0180. Larry O'Connor here to tell you about my doctor, Dr. Jones, with the Concierge Medical Team of Principal Medical Group. We're all so busy these days, and for me, having convenient access to my primary care doctor has been priceless. From phone calls, emails, and same-day appointments, the concierge medical model has allowed me to take back control of my health care. Dr. Jones and the team at Principal Medical Group make my time and my care a priority. And as a patient at Principal Medical Group, you'll feel the difference, too. Invest in your health like I did and call Principal Medical Group. Additionally, for those men and women struggling with the physical and psychological symptoms of low testosterone, Principal Medical Group are the area experts in pellet therapy. So, schedule your free consultation with Dr. Jones at his McLean office. Call 703-663-8824. Or go online to principalmedicalgroup.com. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. Call 703-663-8824 or online at principalmedicalgroup.com. That's principalmedicalgroup.com.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland commuters on 270, you're off to a very slow start, but the crash completely gone. Southbound 270 right near 109 in Hyattstown, but that was the cause of the early delays here coming out of the Frederick area near the Monocacy, again through Urbana and Hyattstown. And 355 commuters picks up a lot of extra bailout traffic as well. Now, beyond that, coming out of Gaithersburg, Rockville, down to the Beltway, good early trip. No problems coming in from the west. Seeing a little bit of that stop and go as you push in toward Manassas. No surprise, we have the rain drizzle road spray, so take it easy. 395, good ride. Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge into town. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gusty breeze this morning and the rain will be around. The occasional rain will taper off to showers and then eventually ending this afternoon. Some breaks of sun in, cooler and breezy this afternoon. Low 60s. Overnight tonight, 45, clear, suburbs colder, sunny tomorrow, 63, then a warm-up on Wednesday, sunny highs in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 61 in Springfield, 60 in Beltsville, 63 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning to you. Happy Monday morning. Coming up later in the show at 7:05, the one and only Joe DeGeneva. I'm sure he's going to be just as animated as he was last night. We're going to have a great conversation with Joe. At 7:35, it is Newt Gingrich with us. At 7:45, Trevor Maddich, Redskins analyst. And at 8:05, Jonathan Schanzer from the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies with an update on the Iran deal. So we have a lot coming up in the show. It's going to be very exciting. I'm Mary Walter. Speaking of exciting, here's Vince Colonnais.
And in case you're just tuning in, Mary was not on a date with Joe DeGeneva last night. It was the free speech forum. Just casually referenced. Like, I hope he's as energetic as he was last night.
All right.
Easy, Mary.
There we go. Sexual harassment. I'm suing.
Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Get started with a bang here. Let's talk about your inbox, because this is a question I desperately want to ask of you, because I ask it of literally everyone I encounter in Washington, which is, how do you manage your dang inbox? I don't know about you, but at any given moment, I have, like, you know, just some, like, 90,000 messages in my inbox right now. I'm actually looking at it. I genuinely have 90,000 messages in my inbox. And by the way, I have a couple different email addresses, but my primary inbox, I've got 90,000 emails. And I wonder how it is that people deal with their emails. Some people want to get to what's called inbox zero. Familiar with this phrase, inbox zero?
No.
The concept is you empty your inbox entirely so that there are no messages at all. So you've handled literally every message, whether it, and you move it into different folders, you archive it. So by the end of the day, before you hit the rack, you make sure that you've emptied your inbox entirely. And that's what they call inbox zero. It's achieving nirvana in your email on a daily basis. So what's your strategy for dealing with email? How do you handle it? Is there a trick that nobody else is using that you desperately want to get in front of them that you think, man, this would change your life in terms of productivity? I gotta say, my system here, for what it's worth, is I use the Gmail app, because a lot of my email addresses all are on, you know, the Google environment. And I use the Gmail app on my phone, which is pretty neat because it has a couple things that I like. One, with Gmail, you can hit stars next to each email in terms of handling it. And any email that I consider a priority, I put a star next to as an action item. So that way, you know, when I come back to it later in the day, I can look at all of my starred emails. These are the things I have to deal with. I got to make sure to respond to this guy, or like I got a reminder that I should handle this thing. I should buy a birthday gift for this person. Whatever it is, go down my list. I've got action items. The other thing, the other reason I like that app is because at the when I'm responding to emails, like somebody will say, hey, remember our meeting's at 3 o'clock today. And I'll look at the email, and the Gmail app now has automated responses at the bottom. It's reading your email for you and then giving you three automated responses at the bottom of the email. So if it says, hey, remember our meeting's at 3 p.m. today, one of my options will be something like, great, see you there. And I'll just click it. And I don't have to type anything. I just click it and hit send. It's the greatest thing ever. And, you know, granted, we're turning over all of our privacy to Google in the process, but still, let's put that aside for a moment. Actually handling your email, that's really helpful. So I don't know if you're like me, you're constantly looking for like productivity tips, and Washington, D.C., maybe more so than any place on the entire planet, has tons of people who really know how to manage that inbox, whether it's how to, you know, get back to people in a prompt manner. I hate dawdling. So the extent to which I can, I almost make it a game, the extent to which I can respond quicker than you can refresh your inbox, that's my goal. I'm trying to be like, be as fast as I can. So curious, how do you manage that, all of the burden of that email? 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL.
All right, so I, like you, have several different emails. So I have one that is Google, and it's pretty much kind of like a work-related email, like listeners have gotten a hold of it over the years, that kind of thing. That's pretty much a once-a-week delete. Just, it all goes. just delete it.
So does that feel pretty good when you just delete everything?
Yeah, I'm that person who, I look at, if I had 90,000 emails, excuse me, in my inbox, I would feel overwhelmed.
Would you?
I would absolutely feel overwhelmed. I'm a deleter. Get rid of it. It's gone. I don't have to deal with it. Mission accomplished. It's finished. Gone. I don't have a need to save emails from like, I don't know, my awning people or something around the house. Or they sent me an email where we're like, okay, they're going to come on Saturday to take them down. I'm like, okay, great. And she's like, all right, see you Saturday. I don't need to save the email that says, see you Saturday. Why would I keep that? Goodbye. Off with you.
Uh-huh.
So why do I need that? You know, after they've done certain things.
But what if like a year from now, you want to go back, you want to check like, hey, you remember when we had that awning work done? What date was that? And then you can just basically go through your email archive and be like, oh, it was on Saturday. In fact, I have an email notification from that company saying that they were doing the work on that Saturday. I mean,
there's no reason why I would ever need that information. They come every year, every spring they put them up, every fall they take them down. It's the same people.
Yeah.
Every year.
Yes.
I don't need her email saying, oh, have a great Christmas. I don't need that. I don't, you know, I don't need HOA meetings notifications from a year ago.
But it's an emotional burden on you to keep that email in your inbox.
No, it's just, why do I need that? It just clutters it up so that if I really do want to find something important and I want to find out, I don't have to wade through 10,000 emails to get to last year.
All right. Well, I'm desperately in need of your greatest email tips. I have 90,000 emails that are waiting. All of your
Let
advice.
Let me at them. Let me at them.
888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL. It's 543 on WMAL.
Looking for a home improvement company in Northern Virginia that you can trust? This is Chris Plant. I recommend Roofing and More for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. The Royal Netherlands Air Force completed its first C-130 Hercules supply mission from Southwest Asia in support of coalition forces operating throughout the U.S. Central Command area as part of the campaign to defeat ISIS. The October 3rd mission is the culmination of months of training and global operational support. Learn more at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you want to sell your home, there's simply no better time than right now. I'm here with my friends and realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds with the Reynolds team. Sarah, you continue to be one of the top real estate teams in the entire area. How do you do it?
Thanks, Larry. Our exclusive buyers in waiting system with thousands of qualified buyers that are looking to buy right now. And that's why we sell homes faster for 6% more money than the average agent. And we are proud of our experienced team. We take pride in helping take the stress out of the selling process.
So you're so confident that you'll sell their home, you're going to guarantee it in writing?
That's right. If your home doesn't sell, we will buy it at an agreed upon price.
If you want results, call the only ones I would trust to sell my home. That's Sarah and Debbie Reynolds. Call the Reynolds team direct today. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
545 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95 in the southbound direction, the opposite flow of the rush hour here in the morning here. Southbound right near Dale Boulevard. Looking at this crash in the right lane, so an abrupt slowdown if you're heading in the southbound direction. Now northbound, with the rain, drizzle, and road spray, we get a little heavier than normal here through Stafford and Aquia, Dale City toward the Occoquan. Same story with 66, just picking up that volume, pushing through Manassas if you're on your way into Centerville, but I don't have anything reported along the way. 270 got off to a rough start this morning, had the overnight crash southbound near 109. It's been cleared now for most of this hour, but now trying to recover and now complicated with the rush hour starting. So out of Frederick, off and on through Urbana and Hyattstown, pretty much solid. Linear, and 355 picks up a lot of the bailout traffic. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll continue to run the wet weather across the area on this Monday. The rain will be ending this morning. We might get some sun this afternoon. The change will be temperatures. What you see this morning will be higher than this afternoon's temperatures, which will be about 63 on a northwest breeze. Clear tonight, a north breeze, colder 45, suburbs 30s. Sunny tomorrow, 63. Sunny Wednesday, low 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
From the nation's capital, 63 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Staples. Mike McKay and I having some miscommunication this morning, but Staples is a great company. I should mention that. 547 now.
All right. Just wondering where we're going. All right. This is interesting. I just want to remember Bill Clinton, Loretta Lynch, they met up simultaneously. They just both happened to be at that airport in Arizona. And by the way, she was on a private jet. For all of the screaming about Trump's people taking private jets, Loretta Lynch was on a private jet.
Well, she needed it to hold private tarmac meetings.
Well, of course. And, they just happened to say, Bill Clinton's like, wow, Loretta Lynch is here. Well, I'm just going to walk on over to her jet, and we're just going to talk about our grandkids. I got to go over and say hi, you know? So he did. Well, there was Judicial Watch had asked for, filed a FOIA request to get any documents that the FBI had about that meeting between Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch. Well, the FBI claimed they didn't have any records related to that. We got nothing. We don't have anything. Well, guess what? Like Hillary's emails, they just happen to find some suddenly. They found,
you know what's weird?
30
turns out
pages.
We do actually have some documents on that.
I'm sorry?
I said, you know what's weird? Turns out we do have documents on that.
Yeah, 30 pages. They informed Judicial Watch last October that they did not have any records relating to that meeting. And that meeting, the reason Judicial Watch wants those is because, remember, that meeting took place while the Justice Department was investigating Hillary Clinton's email, potential mishandling of any kind of email on her private email account, speaking of organizing your emails. She starred the ones that she didn't want anyone to see. The FBI told Judicial Watch it didn't have records relating to the meeting. The Justice Department, though, revealed in response to a different lawsuit filed by Judicial Watch that some of its officials had been in contact with FBI officials about the Clinton-Lynch meeting. So the DOJ is saying, oh, yeah, in response to a separate lawsuit, that they had been in contact with the FBI about the meeting, and the FBI is saying, oh, we don't have any papers on that. We don't have anything on that meeting. So one hand is saying one thing and the other hand saying the other. So Judicial Watch goes, wait a minute, I think we have another lawsuit about that meeting and the FBI wanting papers. And hold on, let me look through my emails. Oh, wait. Yeah, they told us, they sent us an email, said, we don't have anything on that. But in this one over here, the DOJ is saying,
right,
we talked to the FBI about that. So there's got to be papers. So They have until the FBI now has until November 30th to hand the newly discovered documents over to Judicial Watch. You hear these things, and it just makes me wonder how much do they have that they are just sitting on and hiding and shuffling around and moving from, you know, department to department to try to keep it away, to keep it from becoming public. There's got to be so much.
First of all, one, thank God for Judicial Watch.
Mm-hmm.
Two, it's upsetting that it takes them suing the federal government in order to get these things. There's a reason the Freedom of Information Act exists. These documents should have been produced in the first place, and now they have to sue for them. This is, you know, yet again, the government sort of getting in the way, and only if you've got the money and the resources to really go after them can you get something like this. But if you're the average citizen filing a FOIA request, you're going to get blockaded by a government that doesn't want to tell you what it's doing.
Yeah. In August, the Justice Department released emails showing some of its officials exchanging emails with the FBI regarding the meeting. In a July 1st, 2016 email, Justice Department official Caroline Pacomi told colleagues that the FBI is asking for guidance on the controversy. So after those documents were released, the FBI said, oh yeah, by the way, we got some records relating to the meeting. Upon further review, we subsequently determined potentially responsive documents may exist. So we don't know yet what documents they have. We have no idea what those documents are. But Tom Fitton says the FBI is out of control. It is stunning that the FBI found these Clinton Lynch tarmac records only after we caught the agency hiding them in another lawsuit. And Joe DeGeneva will be joining us at 7:05. And I'm sure he's going to have a lot to say about this. Joe is, as you know, very animated about the FBI, so I cannot wait to hear what Joe has to say about this. That's at 7:05.
Yeah, and you got Loretta Lynch scheduled to meet with Capitol Hill investigators next week. Scratch that. Make that this week. Meeting with Capitol Hill investigators to answer some questions about these Russia inquiries.
Yeah, Loretta Lynch pleads the fifth in 3, 2, 1.
5:51 here. Here's El Rushbro.
I have a swamp story for you, which could only happen in the swamp. According to roll call, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Columbia announced last week that a congressional staffer faces a 5-year stretch in prison for falsifying a security clearance form. Isaac Avant has been serving as chief of staff for Mississippi Congressman Benny Thompson, highest-ranking Democrat on the House Committee for Homeland Security. Mr. Avant has been staff director for that committee during the week. On weekends, he had to go to jail. Now, that's because last January he was convicted of failing to file federal income tax returns. He was sentenced to 4 months in jail and fined $150,000. But being a high-ranking figure in the Washington establishment, he was allowed to serve his time on weekends. Now, apparently Mr. Avant failed to mention any of this on his security clearance form for the Homeland Security Committee. So, again, he faces charges. This time, he could get 5 years behind bars if convicted, and there's no talk about doing time on weekends. Now, for a while, nobody, including roll call, could find out if he still worked for the Democrat congressman or if he had been terminated. Well, we now know he still has his job, and that, my friends, is how they roll in the swamp. Jail? What jail? Not for me.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Business travel is a game. Game of wins and losses. An open seat next to you on your flight, you win. A reclining seat in front of you, you lose. Buying your business trip at Upside.com, that is a triple win. You see, Upside has the absolute best available prices for flights, hotel, and rental cars. That's win number one. Win number two is how Upside rewards you with a gift card to sites like Amazon every time you buy a business trip. And the third win is the amazing 6-star treatment you get from Upside's navigators, their customer service specialists. Navigators are instantly accessible 24/7 on the Upside app. And right now, you go to Upside.com and use the code USA to get a free pair of Bose SoundLink wireless headphones when you book your first trip. That's code USA for a free pair of Bose SoundLink wireless headphones. Upside, you deserve a better business trip. Minimum purchase required. See site for complete details.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this store of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
It's 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, 66 commuters. Now we get hit with the crash in addition to the rain and drizzle road spray. So the volume as you come out of the Gainesville area up ahead, jammed in Manassas to get past 234 with the crash. At least one lane still blocked here. Then beyond that, just into Centerville, some of the slowdowns good up through to the Beltway. 270, it's a slow go early on here. Had the earlier crash. It's been gone for a while. But right as you merge off of 70, watch for delays up ahead to go past Urbana down to 109. And just to note, over to 355, that takes a lot of the bailout traffic. Now, as far as the Beltway, topside through Silver Spring, starting to see delays. And Virginia, to note on southbound 95 at Dale Boulevard, the crash was in the right lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Scattered areas of wet weather around this morning. Cold fronts on the move. Rain showers this morning. Pockets of moderate rain at times. A little breezy, and temperatures later today will be in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 63 degrees. Traffic and weather is now definitely brought to you by Staples.
Staples has solutions to keep your business safe and protected. Keep your tech and data safe, backed up, and protected from viruses. Now at Staples, get up to 2 pounds of shredding free, powered by Iron Mountain. Inst 1028, in-store only. See an associate for details. Staples, it's pro time.
This is Mary Walter, and when my old dentist informed me that he was retiring, Larry O'Connor told me that I had to meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. After visiting their office, I cannot say enough wonderful things about them. Like many other people, I'm not a fan of visiting the dentist, but getting to know the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, I felt comfortable enough to tell them about what makes me nervous. And they reassured me it was perfectly normal. And that's who they are, compassionate, caring dentists who get it. There's no rush when you get in the chair and you are in total control. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry wants you to get into a routine of keeping your teeth healthy. Have a smile you can be proud of without delaying your dental visits until you're in pain. To learn more about sedation dentistry, or if you just need a wonderful dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
If you want more from a home improvement company, call Roofing and More. This is Chris Plant. For more than two decades, Roofing and More has been Northern Virginia's choice for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. For fair and honest pricing and a commitment to deliver an experience you can recommend to your neighbor, call Roofing and More at 703-467-0206 for your no-obligation estimate. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can, because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states, the one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Say, are you a single person on the dating scene?
Well, join the club, man. Plenty of people out there are single and loving it.
But what if you don't wish to remain single?
Don't worry. Love will surely find you. It might happen at, oh, let's just say, a baseball game. There you are in the stands, having a beer and a frankfurter and rooting for your home team. Suddenly, a gorgeous person of the opposite sex approaches you and asks if you're in her seat. You compare tickets, and somehow you've both been issued the same one. Management feels terrible and immediately moves you together to a private box. There you fall madly in love, and your team wins the World Series, and you catch the winning home run on your wedding day. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your It's Just Lunch matchmaker will personally set you up on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
And here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Well, you know, there's a popular attraction in Alexandria that may be replaced with another attraction, but people are not so sure that this is a really good idea. Whoa. And I think people are going to be very divided on this.
Oh, I hope so. I love division and subtraction and all the other things.
You're so
I don't know, whatever. And the point is, coming up also, Bannon wants to go to war.